Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Aglew talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, coming off a very impressive 88-61 win over the University of Great Falls, improving to 6-3 on the year. You know, you talk about playing 40 minutes of basketball, just looking at both halves, and I know there's moments where you didn't maybe get the performance you wanted, but for the most part, you score 45 in the first half, 43 in the second half. All in all, it was a pretty solid effort throughout, I thought.
Well, I thought we definitely took a stride in the right direction, that's for sure. I thought we really simplified what we were trying to do so that effort could be more of a, effort should always be there. You don't want to coach effort. And I don't mean to say that these guys don't play with effort, but mental effort is part of the game of basketball as well as physical effort. And so that, I think, is where we were trying to massage the growth as much as anything. But, for the most part, for us to come out and compete and then get the lead and then not really just, we've been capable of, Dominican, we got up 30 and they stayed 30. And I think the mark of a good team is when you show some consistency throughout the game. So I thought we did that. So we were pleased with our performance. We obviously see areas that we can grow and improve on, but at least some of the things that we emphasized, we saw put into play in that game.
Yeah, I think that was the important thing. It's not really hard to understand. I think it's just human nature, and it sounds silly when you say it, but sometimes it's hard to play with a big lead. I think it's just natural tendencies to maybe lose a little bit of focus, maybe lose a little bit of that edge. But I didn't really see that, and there have been times, we've seen in the past couple of years where you guys would build up a double-digit lead and the other team would bounce back, giving other teams a credit, but there were times when maybe you just lost a little bit of that focus. I didn't see that this game.
Well, I think using your bench helps, too. I mean, we had some guys who came off that were hungry. Brett Taylor came in and knocked down a bunch of three-point shots for us in the second half, which obviously helped our offensive efficiency. Again, I thought we pushed the basketball. I thought we played out of a stance. I thought we were aggressive up and down the floor at both ends. I thought Derek Wright played one of his better basketball games as far as attacking the glass, being aggressive to score, and getting back on defense.
Yeah, you take a look at it. You scored 31 points off the bench, and I think the reason that really stands out is DeAndre Chambers didn't come off the bench this time for you. You actually started DeAndre, so you tend to get a lot of points out of him. But 31 out of 88 points off the bench, you get those kind of numbers off the bench, obviously you're going to have some success.
Well, it allows you not to play people 36, 37, 38 minutes. When you can play people in our world at the 26 to 29 minute range, you're going to get a more consistent effort from them. And so, again, I think that was, I'm not saying that's going to happen every night, but it was nice to see that it was able to happen in this basketball game, and that the people who did get their number called on came in and performed.
Preseason's done. 6-3, been a pretty good year for the most part so far. Just taking a look at the preseason, let's kind of take a look back before we look forward. Are you generally pleased with the way the preseason went for you?
Well, I think there's a couple games that we could have captured that we let go, but you and I have talked about it before. You would've, should've, you are who you are. I mean, it's, like I said before, I don't golf, but people generally say you golf your score. We're 6-3 off the schedule that we played. I think we played some, very, very challenging games. Colorado Christian just the other night went into Seattle Pacific and beat Seattle Pacific in Seattle Pacific. So obviously that was a quality win for us. Dixie's gone and beaten several teams in our conference as well as us. And so, that game would be one I would like to have back. So, everything considered, I think we've made some strides. We're going to find out, because this conference right now, it's the first time in the history of this conference that every single team in the conference is going in to start with a winning record.
All right, we're going to be talking about the road trip coming up, and boy, it's a dandy, folks. Coming up Thursday and Saturday, MSUB at Alaska Fairbanks and Alaska Anchorage. We'll be talking about that on the second part of the Coaches Show.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men. I got to believe that you take a look at your schedule, you know, at the start of the year, and you know, there's certain things I suspect about every schedule that you like, certain things you don't like. I take a look at this one. Four of your first five games in the GNAC Conference are away from home, and arguably the toughest road trip of the year, certainly distance-wise, and some of those other things included, already coming up. Thursday and Saturday at the Alaska schools. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat it. A tough way to start the GNAC portion of the season.
Well, you're right, but you're going to have to play them. Yeah, you're going to have to play them all. There was a coach at Central Washington way back in the day. Some people will recognize the name. His name is Dean Nicholson. We were sitting around one day trying to put a master schedule together. And, you know, we had a bunch of coaches in the room trying to make sure their team wasn't getting goofed over. So we had all these princes of paranoia sitting in this room. And at that time, Central, this was back in the 80s, date myself. But at that time, Central had been, you know, they weren't as good as Coach Harkins, but they were in that same ballpark of going to national tournaments and stuff like that. And so we were having the meeting on the Ellensburg campus, and we pretty much got our master schedule together. There was like 12 teams, and at that time, and Coach Nicholson comes walking in, and I says, "Well, what do you think?" Because he hadn't even attended any of it. He was just kind of wandering around the hallways, and he says, "Am I going to play you at home?" And I go, "Yeah." "Are you going to play me at my place?" He goes, and I go, "Yeah." Well, he says, "The schedule's got to work then." And so, you know, that's always kind of stuck with me. And, it's a difficult road trip to go up to Fairbanks and Anchorage. It's a difficult road trip to go to those two places when we're their only game this week. I mean, you know, you basically, if you're Anchorage, you're sitting there since the last time you played Trinity International until we show up, and all you have to do is focus on one team. And that's, you know, that's definitely an advantage, but that happens throughout the course of the schedule. We spun the bottle, and the bottle's pointing at us. So, you know, I'd like to think at some point in time we're going to figure out how to win on a road, and that's more of a key component to me and to this basketball program, this to when we win and who we go play. So, anyway, I like our practice mentality so far this week. I like our approach. It's kind of nice not to have school because we have, you know, two-a-days going on. We got to go play these games.
We've talked about this before, but this is always sort of fascinating to me. I mean, obviously, you're very familiar with the Fairbanks and Anchorage programs. They're very familiar with you. I know you've spent a lot of time looking at tape, as they have, in terms of preparing for each other. When you go into a game like this, and I'm going to try to figure out how to word this, and again, I think we've talked about it before, but when you go into a game like this, do you try to anticipate what sort of things they're looking at when they look at Montana State Billings? Like right now, they're looking at tape, and they're thinking, okay, we got to find a way to utilize this. We got to find a way to take advantage of this. Is that something you spend much time on, or is it just a matter of taking a look at your strengths and perhaps maybe some, if there are any weaknesses, some perceived weaknesses on the part of the other team?
Well, you'd like to think that during the course of your non-conference schedule, some of those, you know, mystery questions have been answered and people have attacked certain things. And we've seen some of that, and so we've had to make some adjustments. I'd like to think that we are constantly in practice since we're trying to make our players better. We know where more of the blemishes are on the face of our program than anybody. All that being said, you know, the best thing you can do is to make sure that you're doing the things that you're supposed to do as well as you can do them. But in conference, certain things do start to come out, and people do hammer home some things that maybe somebody else didn't do because they do know you as a coach, your system, and your program a little bit better. So, I mean, and these two teams we're going to play are extremely contrasting in how they go about playing, and both of them very successful with what they do. Fairbanks has got the three out of the top five scores, way more wide open, a lot of one-on-one attack and kick. Anchorage, on the other hand, more of a balanced four out, share the basketball, multiple multiple scores. Guys could have hot nights. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's like putting two jigsaw puzzles, you know, on the table at the same time and mixing all those pieces together.
Of course, the secret is having the kind of team that can adjust to either one, or I guess maybe adjust isn't even the right word. Somehow find a way to get that team to play the kind of pace you want to play, because I know pacing is so important in basketball. Do you think you're at the point now where you're, and I guess you'll find out soon enough, but do you think you've got the type of team that can handle whatever style of play kind of gets thrown at you?
Excuse me. I think so. You know, we want to play with a pace. We want to push the basketball at you. We want to score in transition. Both of these teams want to do that, and we don't have to worry about either one of these teams coming back down the floor and sitting on the ball and holding the ball. That will not be the challenge. With Fairbanks, I mean, Jenkins is just, he's arguably the quickest player in the conference. Moe's got no conscience when it comes time to shooting the basketball. I mean, and in both of, you know, in our game here last year, he was unconscious. And that's left a lasting memory on us. And then they just added the leading scorer in the conference to that mix. A guy by the name of West, who can really get to the rim and rebounds and is athletic and long. So, I mean, there are a lot of challenges in trying to figure out how you're going to, I don't know if you stop those guys, but you try and control them a little bit.
All right, we'll talk about more about this upcoming series against Fairbanks and Anchorage coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Catering to today's traveler, the Juniper Inn offers affordable, quality accommodations with king and queen size beds and new executive facilities for the business traveler. The Juniper Inn offers complimentary shuttle service as well as special medical and corporate rates and much more. Their friendly staff works hard to cater to your special needs. Juniper Inn, 1315 North 27th Street, Billings. Call toll free 1-800-826-7530.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, George Pfeiffer. 6-3 on the year, Montana State Billings, as they get set to take on the Alaska schools. You know, we've talked about the difficulties of winning on the road, and we've talked about the fact that there's just no margin for error there. You know, just everything kind of seems to have to be in place. The tendency on the road is obviously you don't shoot as well, and the expectations, you know, oftentimes, and the expectations that when you're at home, you're shooting better. So you got that going against you. They're probably going to shoot a little better than they would here, and you're probably, you know, the thought is you might not shoot as well. So I suspect from that standpoint, it's really important to pack up a pretty good defense, because if nothing else, that's certainly going to give you a chance, I suspect, later on in those games.
Well, you do have to make sure you stay in front of both of these teams, and you have to stay in front of them in regard to them bouncing the ball at you, and you have to stay in front of them as far as them going to the offensive glass. You have to stay in front of them as far as getting back, you know, in conversion defense. You got to, you know, those things are going to be those things you can control, and those things you have to do throughout the 80 minutes that you're going to play up in Alaska, maybe more minutes than that. So, you know, you can control that. You can control how well you run your offense. You can control how tight you are and what you do. And you can control how well you screen. You can control how well you block out. So those are the things that we want to be more consistent at, the things that we can control. You know, shooting the basketball, you know, we practice that. I don't think there's been a team that I haven't, we shoot 30 minutes a day inside of our practice, because that's a big part of what you do in basketball. So we've extended practice a little bit, but 30 minutes of our practice time every day is shooting the ball. So I'd like to think that that's going to spill over. It's not going to spill over on every shot, but I'd like to think that's going to spill over into games.
I just want to say one more thing about road trips, too. And I remember we talked about this last year. You know, I'm 47 years old. I've never been to Alaska Fairbanks or Alaska Anchorage. I'd love to go to Alaska. Would absolutely love to go. Now, I know you're not going down there for a trip. I know you're going down there to play basketball. But isn't that part of the student-athlete experience, getting to go to places that oftentimes many other people don't get to go? So from that standpoint, all I'm saying is that road trips, I know you're there for business, but you know, there's got to be a part of a team that's got to be excited about something like that.
Well, I think they are. I mean, you know, somebody told me once that flying from Spokane to Miami is shorter than flying from Spokane to Anchorage. So it's a long time on the airplane. The problem with trips that are built like this one And there's some experience of being up there. But the problem with trips that built like this one, we're in the middle of the winter. 3 days ago, it was minus 33 in Fairbanks. So we drove around, looked at some ice sculptures and things like that last year. But minus 33, you know how it says in the computer, you know, 10 degrees feels like minus 5? Well, they had minus 33. They didn't bother to tell you what that feels like. Really, really cold. You know, all in all, I mean, I know we've driven around in Anchorage and saw, you know, moose right in the park, you know, downtown and stuff like that. So those are, you know, I think those are kind of interesting and neat things. But you're just, you know, you're off the plane, you're back to your hotel room, you're doing your game preparation, you're eating, you're practicing, you're sleeping, repeat the process, go play the game. And so these kind of trips in the short amount of period of time that we're going to be in one location don't really allow us the luxury at times, I think, to go sightseeing.
Well, obviously, a very important trip. You know, I made mention of the fact that, of course, four of your first five games are, you know, on the road in the GNAC Conference. But then you know what? You take a look at it then. You've got seven of your next nine games at home before you finish up with two games on the road. Again, I know you're just taking it one game at a time. But, you know, I mean, you look at that schedule again. You hold your own on the road. And, you know, you come back to Altarowitz and things looking pretty good.
Well, you know, the Bull Durham cliche, we're going to take it one game at a time, is exactly where we're at. You know, four out of five on the road can create a mess or can create happiness. Winning creates happiness. And so our biggest thing right now is to really dial in and focus as much as we possibly can on Alaska Fairbanks and that basketball game on Thursday. And then, you know, tie up our shoestrings really tight and pull our hat down really tight and concentrate on Anchorage on, you know, Friday and Saturday. So, like I said, these are going to be very difficult places to play with very talented basketball teams.
Well, again, a nice start for you, 6-3 through the preseason as we begin Great Northwest Athletic Conference play. George Pfeiffer, best of luck to you on the road.
Thank you so much.
And again, their next home game will be Saturday, January 16th against St. Martin's. This has been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.